Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But as you've been hearing, Israel has recalled its ambassador to Ireland following the government's decision to recognise the state of Palestine. Ireland, along with Norway and Spain, made the coordinated announcement this morning. Here's the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking earlier.
Recognition is an act of powerful political and symbolic value. It is an expression of our view that Palestine holds and should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance, territorial integrity and security, as well as recognising Palestine's own obligations under international law. It is a message to those in Palestine who advocate and work for a future of peace and democracy that we fully respect your aspirations to be living freely, in control of your own affairs and under your own leadership.
And Taoiseach Simon Harris also addressed Israel during his speech.
To the people of Israel, I say today, Ireland is resolute and unequivocal in fully recognising the state of Israel and Israel's right to exist securely and in peace with its neighbours. Let me be clear that Ireland condemns the barbaric massacre carried out by Hamas on the 7th of October last. Civilians attacked, murdered, hostages taken in the most brutal and terrifying of circumstances, including a young Israeli-Irish child. We call again for all hostages to be immediately returned to the arms of their loved ones. But let me also be clear, Hamas is not the Palestinian people. Today's decision to recognize Palestine is taken to help create a peaceful future. A two-state solution is the only way out of the generational cycles of violence, retaliation and resentment, where so many wrongs can never make a right.
And Israel has responded by describing the move as a folly, which undermines the chance for peace and questions Israel's right to self-defence. Now, yesterday, anticipating the declaration, the Israeli Foreign Ministry issued this warning to Ireland.
Ireland, the possibility of recognising a Palestinian state risks turning you into a pawn in the hands of Iran and Hamas. Such a move will only strengthen Hamas and weaken an already dysfunctional Palestinian authority. The fact that Hamas leaders are thanking you should serve as a wake-up call. Your actions will only fuel extremism and instability. Progress can only be achieved through direct negotiations within a wider regional context. Don't be pawns in the hands of Hamas. Say no to recognition.
Well, in a moment, I'll be joined by the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. But first, I'm joined by former ambassador to the EU, Bobby McDonagh. Good morning, Bobby, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Claire.
So first of all, your reaction to this announcement by the coalition party leaders this morning, what did you make of it?
Well, I think it's the right decision in principle and the right time as well. Of course, no timing is perfect because there are pros and cons of timing, but I think they've got it right. We've had the 143 of the 193 countries at the United Nations recently calling for Palestine to be recognised. Sweden recognised Palestine in 2014 and many other EU countries did it before that. And we're acting with Norway and Spain. And I don't think any country is more associated with work for a two-state solution than Norway. So I think the timing is right and I think it's the right decision.
Already we've had, though, in the last little while, a senior Hamas political bureau member saying that they believe this will be a turning point in the international position on the Palestinian issue. These successive recognitions are the direct result of this brave resistance and the legendary steadfastness of the Palestinian people. Now, Israel warned about this last night. They said that you have a problem if Hamas is welcoming this. Does that concern you?
Well, I'm afraid we can't control how Hamas react to the decisions that we take, nor can we control how Israel reacts. I mean, they've withdrawn their ambassador for consultations and have made their usual criticisms of us. We can't control how others react. But the reality is that Hamas grew in strength because of the absence of a political perspective for the Palestinian people. And indeed, it's credibly reported that Netanyahu himself wanted to keep Hamas in existence in order to undermine the Palestinian Authority and its potential for negotiating a two-state solution. So the only way to undermine extremism is to provide a political perspective. And that's what Norway and Spain and Ireland and hopefully some other countries later in the month
and these
are doing at the moment.
These warnings, Bobby, from Israel last night that this move would make Ireland a pawn of both Iran and Hamas. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's entirely predictable that Israel would say that. I mean, Netanyahu never wanted a two-state solution. He never wanted recognition of the Palestinians. And if there is eventually any negotiation forced by international pressure, of course, the Israelis, certainly under Netanyahu, believe that it's up to them to define any future Palestinian state and to grant it out of their generosity. But the reality is that the peoples of Israel and Palestine have equal rights to existence, and the Irish government has always taken that view, and that's reflected in the decision that's been taken. But I'm afraid, as I say, we can't control the nonsense that Hamas might talk about our motives, nor can we control the nonsense that the overreaction of Israelis to a very pragmatic and reasonable decision that we've taken. We just have to do what we think is right, working with many members of the international community, and our motives are absolutely clear. We want peace, we want justice, we want the continued existence of Israel and security, we want a state for the Palestinian people. But you can only control your actions, you can't control responses to them.
And you mentioned the decision by the Israelis very quickly to recall their ambassador. Would you expect that Ireland's ambassador to Israel will be allowed to remain, or is there a possibility now that she too could be expelled?
Well, I think that's a matter for the Israelis. I think it's unfortunate because not just Ireland, but Norway and Spain and any other countries that follow, it's important, it seems to me, for Israel to keep diplomatic channels open. But it has recalled them for consultations, which is a lesser step than withdrawing them completely. But in the same way as we are free to recognize Palestine, they are free to appoint ambassadors or withdraw ambassadors, and that's their decision and we can't control it.
Mm-hmm. I think many people listening to this will have a question around whether there is any risk to Ireland in making that decision.
Well, again, it's like what I was saying before. We can't control how other countries will react. The Israeli foreign minister has threatened severe repercussions. I'm not sure what means he has for doing those. We've been threatened before. I think the risks are very limited. People will criticize us, but we are on the side of the overwhelming majority of countries in the world. And there's, the idea that Israel, in relation to the International Criminal Court, where Netanyahu called on all civilized nations to back Israel against the International Criminal Court, we've gone beyond any situation in which it's up to Israel, or especially the Netanyahu government, to define the civilized world. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people around the world who agree with us. So we've taken what I think is the right decision at the right time. And it's up to others to react. We've seen Hamas reacting in a way that we think is a bit absurd. And we also think that Israel is reacting in a way that's a bit absurd. And there may be other people that will react irrationally. But I think a lot of people in the world will welcome what we're doing and see that we're doing the right thing and that it's not taking sides with one or the other, but it's about trying to find a balanced, just solution in the Middle East.
Do you think, and maybe this is the aim of this, that it further isolates Israel diplomatically?
No, I don't think for a moment it's the aim to isolate Israel diplomatically. I think the Israeli decision to withdraw their ambassadors temporarily from three countries, that is a step to isolating Israel. But the Taoiseach was quite clear in his statement this morning that Ireland strongly supports Israel's right to exist and its right to exist in security, in full security. So I don't think it's even a shred of the motivation of the Irish government to isolate Israel, but it is about treating the Palestinians and the Israelis equally, as they have a right to be treated.
Bobby McDonagh, former ambassador to the EU, thank you for joining us. Well, Green Party leader and Minister for Transport, Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan, is with us now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Claire.
What difference do you think this announcement will make today to the people who are facing starvation, who are facing illness, continued bombardment in Gaza?
I hope it makes a difference in supporting the Arab peace proposal that we expect to be presented to European governments next week. It is timed to support that. And I think those countries, the likes of Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, who are promoting that proposal, I think we'll see this as very much coordinated and supportive of their approach to try and deliver A, an immediate ceasefire, but B, a lasting and constitutional solution. So it is part of a wider international process, and we our voice is small, but it's stronger when we're joined with our Spanish and Norwegian colleagues. And it's even stronger again when it's coordinated with other efforts to try and bring peace in Gaza, particularly at this time.
Can we clarify what borders of the state we're recognising? Is it the current de facto areas of habitation? Have we a cut-off point for Israeli settlements? Are we expecting parties to return to the 1967 borders?
In all this, in the United Nations discussions and the sort of votes that have been taking place there as well as elsewhere, people do refer back to the 1967 period, because that was the period when there was an initial agreement and in effect recognition of those borders. Now, obviously, things have changed since then, particularly the settlements in the West Bank and the ongoing real huge difficulties and trauma there in terms of what's happening with the Palestinian people is something that's going to be very difficult to resolve, because there's been such a scale of development of settlements. But yes, we revert back to the 1967 agreement, because that was what where there was original agreement on what those border lines might be or should be.
But there are so many complexities around this, because the people of Gaza haven't had an election since 2007. That election put Hamas in power. So does Ireland now commence diplomatic relations with Hamas, or who are we recognising as the legitimate government in Gaza?
It is true that there hasn't been direct elections in Palestine since 2007, as you say, and that is the problem, because to a certain extent this was allowed fester for decades. For decades, a lack of a diplomatic solution was seen as adequate, that kind of keeping the status quo when there wasn't any real functioning Palestinian system or authority. It is very difficult, because you have a two-state solution, also recognise that you have two large areas, one in the West Bank and one in Gaza, which are not connected. So how exactly you do that is going to be challenging and difficult.
But have we made a decision on that, who we recognise as the legitimate government?
We will work on that. We have an existing Palestinian ambassador. So obviously it is changing the nature of the embassy that Palestine has in our state to becoming a full, to give it full diplomatic rights and accreditation, and that is something that will happen quite quickly, and we work obviously in conjunction with other countries. It's not just ourselves. Spain and Norway doing the same allows this to give this real substance, that there's a number of countries acting at the same time.
But are you clear, you know, are we entering into diplomatic relationships with Hamas?
No, we're not. I mean, we couldn't have been clearer. All three of us today, all three parties, could not be clearer in condemning what Hamas have done. Their assault on the October the 7th was absolutely unforgivable. No matter what has been happening in the West Bank or in Gaza over decades, you cannot condone the slaughter of people on the 7th of October in those kibbutz and the bordering areas. So no one is supporting Hamas in this. But if we were just to condemn Hamas and say that's all you need to do, it wouldn't actually progress or provide peaceful solutions for either the people of Israel or the people of Gaza and the West Bank. I was speaking in my few words this morning, we surely more than any other country have realized that just condemning or in any way supporting the use of terror on innocent civilians is never acceptable, will never work, whether that's a car bomb on a street in Dublin or in Oma, or whether it's a rocket sent into Tel Aviv. No one can possibly agree that that is a path forward. But if you just wash your hands and condemn something and don't actually do anything further, you're not serving peace. We all recognise, in Ireland more than anyone else, that actually to achieve peace rather than terror, the only way is through political settlement, where you try and reach first of all an interim agreement, which will be difficult, but also a more permanent lasting political solution. And I suppose the real reason for the recognition today is recognizing if a ceasefire comes, and it has to come quickly, we now need to think about what happens in the day after. Mm-hmm. And in the day after negotiations, you have to give recognition to the rights of Palestine as well as Israel to peacefully exist. Now, and that's why important it was done today.
I see in the last couple of minutes that Israel has now recalled the ambassador to Spain, along with the ambassadors, as we know, to Ireland and to Norway as well. What's your response to that move from the Israelis?
Well, they can recall their ambassador, and it's a recall, obviously, I would imagine, to discuss with their own officials. But that's their right. But we believe it's important to maintain diplomatic relations. We have refused, I mean, a number of parties in the opposition here have said, oh, we should be expelling the Israeli ambassador. I totally disagree with that, because actually, if you are trying to promote peaceful political solutions, you don't close the door on people. You actually listen and keep channels open so that you
but
can
But arguably,
the door
has been closed now by the Israeli decision to recall for consultations at this stage. But this move by Ireland, you could argue, has resulted in a door being closed.
Well, consultations is not a permanent process, and you would expect that that would not be a permanent measure. But we couldn't, I suppose, respond to that possibility by refusing to recognise Palestine. That wouldn't be appropriate. It wouldn't be in line with what we set out ourselves in our own programme for government that we were committing to do, but also what we're saying on the international stage. If that was something which would stop us taking the step, I don't think that would be appropriate.
You have seen the reaction from Israel on this, you know, saying that Ireland would become a pawn in the hands of Hamas, promising repercussions, as Bobby McDonagh referred to there. Is there any risk to Ireland in doing this?
No, I was right. There's always risks in terms of, you know, we obviously our first duty is protecting our citizens wherever they are in the world. I think there's a further risk maybe that some might see. Well, my first thoughts here in terms of risk in that regard would be our own Jewish community, our Jewish population, that they might feel in any way intimidated or sense that it's a decision that doesn't reflect their culture, heritage, religion, and faith. That's not the case. Our first duty is to our citizens, including our own Jewish community, and to give them a clear message that this is not in any way a statement about the future rights and needs of the people of Israel. We absolutely stand up for them. They're the first people I think we should be thinking about today to say this does not make any implications whatsoever, A, about Hamas, or B, about the people of Israel. It is recognition of an international right of Palestine to exist, which we believe needs to be central to a peaceful solution for the people of Israel as well as Palestine.
All right, Minister Eamon Ryan, thank you for joining us on the programme. Let's get more reaction now. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent, joins us. Good morning, Alistair. And we wanted to talk to you about the reaction that we've been hearing about from Israel, because we've had the foreign minister recalling the country's envoys from Ireland, Norway. Now we see Spain, and I think our own envoy will be reprimanded by Israel for this decision. How has the news in general terms been received in Israel?
Well, you know, this move was largely expected. So it's not come entirely out of the blue. And so they would have been prepared for it. We saw that video that the Israeli foreign ministry put on Twitter yesterday saying, Ireland, don't do this. You'll become a pawn in the hands of Hamas was the phrase. So they knew it was coming. That doesn't lessen their anger, though. We've seen from the Israeli government this morning that they are pretty furious with this move. As for the wider Israeli public, I think probably more ambivalent, to be quite honest. But I think there'll be a concern that perhaps this is a precursor to more countries, particularly European countries, following down the same road that Madrid, Dublin and Oslo have taken this morning.
Now, you might have heard Minister Eamon Ryan there, one of the government coalition party leaders, saying that this was time to coincide with an Arab peace proposal next week. Do you think it will play into that process?
Well, the Arab countries have been very clear, Saudi Arabia being probably the most prominent because of the prospect of an Israeli-Saudi normalisation deal. But the Arab countries, sort of as a group, if I can put them into a group, have been pretty clear that they will participate in the reconstruction of Gaza, the building of political establishments, etc., but only if there are concrete steps taken towards an independent Palestinian state. And Saudi Arabia has offered this prospect of normalization, something that Benjamin Netanyahu was desperate for only a year ago. But they have said they want to see some proper moves towards an independent Palestinian state. So you know, that is kind of what the Arab world is predicating any kind of offer of help on. And we'll see whether or not it sways Israelis. But at the moment, I don't think it will.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we see this morning, just in the last couple of minutes, this line that Israel has reprimanded Spanish, Irish and Norwegian ambassadors over this decision to recognise the Palestinian state. Do you expect that the Israelis will go further and even expel the Irish ambassador, the Spanish ambassador and the Norwegian ambassador from Israel?
No, I don't, to be honest, because that would be a severing of diplomatic ties. That would be a very serious moment. Don't forget, you know, all three of those countries as well are European countries and they're allies on many levels, trade, other elements of politics as well. I think summoning the ambassadors here in Jerusalem to meet with the foreign minister and to be given a dressing down, that's par for the course. That would have been expected. They would have known it was coming. I think the recall of ambassadors, Israeli ambassadors in the three capitals for quote-unquote consultations, that's a slightly bigger diplomatic sign of annoyance, if you like. But I can't see them severing ties. That would be very significant indeed.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on any developments across the morning. But for now, Alistair, thank you very much for taking our call. Alistair Bunkle, their Sky News Middle East correspondent. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.